broadcasting and streaming worldwide from the Golf Club Studios, it's the Golf Club Radio Show with Danielle Tucker.
And a great good day to you. We've got a special guest coming on today, a couple of them. Actually, we have four special guests this morning. Karen Krause, sports writer for the New York Times and author of Norwich, One Tiny Vermont Town's Secrets. We also have Tiffany Fawcett, 2014 LPGA Teacher of the Year, Northeast Section, creator of Fighting Golf, and she's got a golf training aid I want you to learn about. Oliver Olacchiano, founder of Island Pacific Golf Academy, U.S. Kids Certified Instructor, and the winter tour is about to get underway. You may want to get your kids involved. Jonathan Wall, golf writer for PGA Tour. We're going to get our equipment fix. But first, we're going to thank the people who make this show possible.
The Golf Club, brought to you by Alan Nakata and Associates, the pre-Social Security and Social Security recipient specialists on Oahu and Maui. The team will help you and your parents avoid problems before they come up. That's Alan Nakata, 548-7526. Futura Stone. Futura Stone's master craftsmen can turn your building, warehouse, showroom, or your home project into artwork. Futura Stone, only the best. And by Claude Brousseau, master PGA professional, two-time Aloha Section PGA Teacher of the Year, Vision 54 coach, Aimpoint certified, and Golf Channel lead coach. You need a lesson with Claude Brousseau. Creative Plumbing. Whether a building, shopping center, store, a custom home, or townhouse, a new build, renovation, or repair, call Creative Plumbing, because it has to be done right. Creative Plumbing. And by Raynor Doors, the overhead door used to protect the Lamborghini showroom. Provide lasting security and safety for your business, your home, Raynor Doors.
Mostly sunny day today on the leeward side, at least. Partly sunny and breezy windward and Mauka areas. And showers are possible today, both leeward and Mauka. Isolated showers in the morning on the leeward side mainly, though. And you can expect the winds to be 15 to 25 miles per hour. They're out of the east. The high between 83 and 88. And by the by, some of the gusts will be to 35 miles an hour. Partly cloudy and partly sunny, windy, mountain areas. That'll continue over into Sunday. I'm not sure if we've got Karen Krause from the New York Times on yet. I can't see her active on the phone bank, but we do have her. That's excellent. Let me let you know, first of all, Volcano, it's going to be a beautiful day. It's starting out at 62 degrees. There's a 940 and a 1036 if you want to play a round of golf. Makalei has an 842, a 920, and an 1130. Poipu Bay, an 830, a 1050, and an 1120. And the Matsumura group is going out, and the Sasana group is going out. May you all hit the sweet spot every time. Royal Hawaiian, there's a group also at Kapolei. It's called the Royal Hawaiian Group. And if you'd like to play at Kapolei, they do have some tee times between 12 and 12:45. There's the Royal Hawaiian Country Club, a 9:36 and a 10:52. Makaha East, an 8:38 and a 10 o'clock. And the Kahili course, a large group moved from Saturday to Sunday. So they have an opening at 8:30, at 9:30, and at 10:30 if you'd like to play, where the Maui School of Golf is. And I want you to know I've got this fabulous book in my hands, Claude Brousseau, Realize Your Golfing Potential, Unlock the Secrets of a Proficient Short Game. It's in my hands. We'll be talking about that. But we are going to talk about something that I want everybody to tune into, because the Hawaii sports calendar is gearing up for the championship season. The Hawaii High School Athletic Association, the 2017-2018 tournament schedule, Tuesday, October 24th. It's air riflery at the Blaisdell Center. On Saturday, the 28th of October, cross country starting the 23rd. Girls volleyball at the Blaisdell Arena. October 26th and 27th is bowling. On November 4th, it's cheerleading. Then comes football for weeks at Aloha Stadium. Golf is a spring sport, of course, for the Hawaii High School Sports Association. The David Ishii Foundation, HSA That is HHSAA, Girls and Boys Golf 2017 State Championships, our first week of May at the Ka'anapali Resort on the Royal Course. And, of course, the Hawaii High School Sports Athletic Association also has baseball and judo and softball and tennis and track and field, of course, track and field, and water polo and swimming and diving and wrestling and basketball, all of those things. All of those sports, kids play. Now, what's interesting about a little town that Karen Kraus, sports writer for the New York Times, discovered is this one tiny Vermont town has a secret. It has produced more Olympians per capita than any other town in the United States. How do they do that? What is their secret? Karen Kraus wanted to find out. And she's with us right now from the New York Times. Welcome into the clubhouse.
Always a pleasure.
You know, I was going through just kind of a synopsis of your book about Norwich, the town, and what you discovered. And I found that it does have a little bit of something about giving kids access to any sport they want to play. Tell us about that.
It's so important, and I didn't realize that this is becoming rarer and rarer in communities in the United States with budget cuts and whatnot, but they have a recreational league that is no cut. So any child that wants to participate in sports ranging from fencing to field hockey to basketball, soccer, et cetera, has a place. And you just can't overstate the importance of just being, having that opportunity to be exposed to all these different sports and to be part of teams. And it's not based on how good you are. Everyone gets to play, and it seems really simple, but I think that's the thing that's missing in a lot of these communities. It's interesting. As I wait for my book to be published, I see so much in the headlines that is germane to the narrative. Even this past week with the U.S. men's soccer team failing to qualify for the World Cup, a lot of people were talking about part of the problem in the U.S., the way kids are developed, is that at a very young age, they get put on these traveling teams that are really businesses. A lot of people are benefiting financially, and so the really, the end game is money, monetizing this child sport as opposed to doing what's best for the child, which is really kind of the antithesis of the structured team-like travel environment. It's unfettered play, unstructured play, letting kids out on a pitch and letting them make up their own games, their own rules. A lot of these travel teams are pricing out really talented kids because their parents simply can't afford to belong the dues, the travel expenses, whatnot. Mm-hmm. So that's one thing. I don't know if your listeners saw that one of our best figure skaters, Gracie Gold, announced yesterday she's pulling out of the fall events, which are really instrumental toward making the Olympic team, because she's suffering from anxiety and depression and an eating disorder. Well, what I found in researching my book is that a lot of kids, when their lives are so structured and their parents, however well-meaning, are so involved in every aspect of their lives, their parents think they're helping them, but in fact, they're doing the opposite. They're sending the message, however subtle, that A, the world is a dangerous place, and B, we don't trust that you can navigate it safely. The parents that I came upon in Norwich had kids who were participating in some pretty dangerous sports, but they gave them long leashes, and even though they were very fearful at times for their children, they were able to swallow those fears and let their child go forth and pursue these passions. And it gave the children this independent streak, this resilience. They really didn't develop the anxiety that a lot of these children are crippled by, because their parents, in a very organic way, instilled in them the ability to develop resilience, to develop a fearlessness, to realize that it's okay to fail. That's a huge lesson, that there's something really noble in failing. You have to fail before you can succeed. So this little town, through just trial and error and common sense, has really found a different way to raise healthy, athletic children.
It's really marvelous, because what it's telling me, first of all, is play is it's so important for social skills, that kids are allowed
so
to
important.
Play, right?
Yeah, and they develop their own rules. And it's funny, I talked to this one dad in soccer who turned his backyard into a pitch and just let the neighborhood kids, gave them a soccer ball and got out of the way. And he said, it's funny, they would come up with their own rules to sort of bring into the fold the lesser players and to try to even out the teams, because they didn't want the games to end, because then they would have to leave. So they would devise their own rules so that the games could last longer. How great is that? It's the antithesis of this, well, let's try to kill this opposing team 10 to nothing, you know?
Yes.
And they're learning leadership skills, they're learning how to get along, they're learning communal skills, as you said, social skills. It was really quite refreshing to spend time in this little town.
And you know, the other thing that strikes me is we always hear about repetitive injuries to children because mm-hmm. there's no end to the season. So soccer will
right.
continue, and they don't play anything else. They always play soccer. They're not allowed to play something else because that's not their forte, according to what skills they've developed in
right.
what their parents have watched them. So did you find, when you were, you know, looking into Norwich, tell us, first of all, how did you find out about Norwich? Was it something that everyone was talking about? How do these people produce so many Olympians?
No one was talking about it. I was in Sochi for the 2014 Olympics and having a fairly miserable time, to be quite honest, because that was such an expensive Olympics. It felt as if everyone involved was just part of Vladimir Putin's stagecraft. Athletes were being, in a lot of these sports, were experiencing devastating injuries because there's this lust from the public to just see more and more and more dangerous tricks in a lot of these events. And so I felt like we had gotten so far from the Olympic ideal that it was depressing in a way to cover this event anymore. And I love the Olympics. It's my favorite sporting event by far to cover. So it was very disillusioning. And in the middle of all this, I receive a reader email saying, hey, I don't know if you know, but one of the mogul skiers, Hannah Carney, she is one of a long line of Olympians from this tiny town in Vermont. You should check it out. And that was the beginning. I had never stepped foot in Vermont before receiving that email. And it just, that what you talk about the repetitive injuries, just I cannot say enough that Vermont, because of its geography or its climate, you have this change of seasons that's quite dramatic. So in some ways, the changing of the sports with the seasons is very natural, because you can't continue to play soccer when it's, you know, minus 20 degrees outside.
Yes.
So, but all of the Olympians, there are 11 Olympians from this town of 3,000, and all but one played multiple sports in high school, including an 800 runner who played soccer and basketball. And he really didn't care for basketball much because he was 6'6", so he got stuck playing center and really hated the jostling in the paint. And so he actually refused to go up to varsity because as long as he continued to play JV, he could get away with being 6'6" and taking perimeter shots. So when he developed, when he discovered running, which is a great story in itself, he realized he had this aha moment where all that jostling that he was experiencing in the paint and basketball came in really handy when he started running races and got caught in the middle of packs.
Wow.
To get break out. So he realized that, oh, you know what, even though basketball doesn't seem to have anything to do with track, the things that I learned in basketball are helping me a lot in this sport. And even in golf, Jordan Spieth, who played basketball and baseball before turning his attention full-time to golf, said that there were so many things that he learned in baseball and basketball that were super helpful in golf, just the body and the spatial awareness. And as you pointed out, they weren't, by changing sports, you are saving your body, and young bodies are still developing and growing, and so they're much more fragile and much more susceptible to these repetitive injuries than even adults. So J.J. Watt, the football player, had a great tweet a few months ago. He said, any coach who tells you that your child needs to be playing one sport 12 months a year does not have your child's best interest at heart. And I do think that coaches, a lot of sports are part of this whole professionalized industrial complex where there are entire cottage industries that have risen around the concept of youth sports. So you have coaches that are trying to monetize, you know, the more kids they have on a traveling team, the more they benefit financially. You have private coaches, this whole industry that sprung up to facilitate this idea that your child needs more and more and more coaching to develop and perfect skills. So you, as a parent, you always have to take a step back and say, okay, this coach is telling me this, but what could be his or her ulterior motives? You would like to think that all these people in youth sports have the children's best interest at mind, but it's become a huge moneymaker, and you can't forget that.
No, it's a big, yes, it is. And, it, you know, you want to get the team to come to the next, okay, sign up for the next.
Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah, but I do like, one of the reasons I like, for instance, ASO, the soccer organization, is that it doesn't cut kids. You know, and you find all the children, what you just said about it, this team of kids that went to play in the backyard of a parent. They wanted the games to go on, so they managed to find a place for all of the kids, no matter what their skill was, whether it was good or bad. They just made them inclusive, and that is what I like about ASO. It's so inclusive and allows all of the kids, big, small, doesn't matter, fast, you know, unable to kick, doesn't matter. You just get in there and have some fun, and that's the beauty. I'm speaking with Karen Krause, sports writer, New York Times, and her book is Norwich, One Tiny Vermont Town Secret. And I have to tell you, when I read the synopsis, in Norwich, the kids don't specialize in a single sport, and they even root for their rivals. What's more, yep, their hands-off parents encourage them to simply enjoy themselves. My, what a concept. Making it to the Olympics is seen not as a pinnacle of an athlete's career, but as a fun stop on the way to achieving other longer-lasting dreams.
Exactly. I mean, it was just such a breath of fresh air to be around these people. And it was, to give you one example of the communitarian spirit, well, I could go on and on about the communitarian spirit, because I think it's sort of the thrust of this town's success. It's what anchors all of the values that this town holds dear. But I went to an exercise class, and a woman came up to me afterward and said, are you the lady from the New York Times that's writing the book on the Olympians? And I said that I was. And she said, well, Edie wasn't here today, but you really need to talk to her son, because her son is a really good mogul skier, and I think one day he may be in the Olympics. And I just thought this was so interesting, that I was not hearing about this child from the mother, I was hearing about him from another mother. So that to me sort of became the epitome of what I found. All the Olympians continue to volunteer their time in this town, teaching children the sports that they specialized in well into their 50s. Wow. So you have these ski jumpers that are in their 50s. And I went to a high school ski jumping meet, and one of the Olympians was in charge of the public address announcing. Another Olympian was grooming the hill. What kind of an example are these guys setting for the next generations that, hey, we were the best ski jumpers that America ever produced, but we're here for you. We want you to get better, and we will do whatever it takes. This is your time now. I was just really, I found it really refreshing. It completely restored my faith in the Olympic ideals, really. And I just think there are a lot of parents out there who are tired of this treadmill. They want a different way, but they're so afraid that if they step back from the sports industrialized complex, that they'll be harming their child. They'll do anything for their children. And this book gives you permission. Less is more. You know, take a step back. Take a breath. Let your child just be outdoors doing unstructured play for one day a week. It was sort of interesting because of the way the area is, because it's so wooded, and because there aren't a lot of cell towers, it's very hard to get reception. And so there aren't a lot of people really connected to their phones in Norwich. At first, it was frustrating for me. I would send emails or leave voicemails, and days would go by before people would answer them. And then I quickly realized it was nothing personal. People just are not tethered to their devices. And I think that has something to do with the success, too, is that this is not a town where people are connected to technology. They're connecting instead to the outdoors.
That's wonderful. Karen Krause, golf writer, and, of course, sports columnist, because she just wrote a couple of great articles about the D-backs in Arizona and what was going on those teams. I was just looking at everything, and I love your idea about, not necessarily, I don't want to make the teams feel like the international team feel bad, but just kind of putting an infusion into the President's Cup. That was fascinating. Yeah. We never have enough time, Karen. Thank you for being on the show.
Always a pleasure. And I am covering the Tournament of Champions this year, so I will see you out there in January.
Awesome. You'll be here. That is fantastic. I look forward to seeing Karen Krause, sports columnist, The New York Times, at Kapalua. Thanks so much.
My pleasure.
Aloha. We're going to come back and talk to Tiffany Fawcett, 2014 LPGA Teacher of the Year Northeast Section and creator of Fighting Golf. And she has an interesting new training aid that we're going to turn you on to right after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
We're busier than ever, and some things can just wait. Washing the car, painting the study, or cleaning the screens. Your plumbing can't wait. And it doesn't matter if your restaurant line broke at 10 a.m. or your building hot water heater blew up at midnight. Call Creative Plumbing at 841-2837 across Hawaii. Big business or high-rise, retail store, or home, you need your job done now, done right. That 50-foot sewer pipe won't fix itself. That's Creative Plumbing, 841-2837. Your experts on call. After a year of searching, I found the perfect building for my new 30,000-foot showroom and office. I asked the architect what to do about the flooring. She just smiled and said, call Futurastone. They can turn a dirty, bumpy slab into a work of art. Super low maintenance, yet tough as nails. It's not paint, it's polished concrete, as seen in Architectural Digest. Call Futurastone at 841-7433. It needs to be done right, on time, and on budget.
There's nothing like a good round of golf. Want to have more fun and play better? Golf easier with the coaching of master PGA teaching professional Claude Brousseau. Claude will simplify your game, scratch golfer or just beginner. As a two-time Aloha Section PGA Teacher of the Year, now with the Ko'olina Golf Academy, you will get great results and improve. Call Claude at 808-870-1422 or email him at claudeforbestgolf@gmail.com. That's Claude Brousseau at 808-870-1422. Have more fun and stop buying lunches for your group.
Ah, here's the local rule sign. Keep it in the fairway. It speeds up play. Now, back to Danielle Tucker.
Tiffany Fawcett, inventor, top 100 golf instructor, 2014 LPGA Teacher of the Year, Northeast Section, Positive Coaching Alliance, a member, Aimpoint certified. Her book is Fighting Golf, Flow with Force and Fly. Simple but his body mechanics can let you deliver a blow to the ball every time. And now, her training aid. Impact Improver, a simple way to train your swing anywhere while delivering the club face into your golf ball. That's right, albeit a facsimile. Impact Improver shows you every time where your ball hit the club face. No doubt you can practice indoors, outdoors without losing balls. Practice at sticks. Okay, let's bring her into the clubhouse. Tiffany Fawcett, welcome in.
Hey, Danielle. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Really exciting to meet you. And when I first saw, you have two websites, one for your book, Fighting Golf, Flow with Force and Fly, and your Impact Improver. You're quite the dynamo.
Thank you. It's been a busy year. It's been pretty exciting, all the things that are coming out and coming together.
Can we talk just a little bit about Fighting Golf, Force the force and fly? What do you mean by, everybody says go with the flow when it comes to golf. Don't fight it. Don't hang on too hard. So this seems like a completely different way to come at it, fighting golf.
Exactly. Well, so many things need to come together to hit a good golf shot. But basically, flow is the fluid motion of the body. Force is your leverage. And fly is the resulting impact. So it's your ball flight and the speed of the arm.
Wow. Okay. So can you give us an idea of what you want us to do with flow, with force, and fly?
Flow with force and fly, at the end of the day, you're just a skeleton. So how your bones are set up dictate how you can move. When you're set up properly, you should glide through a golf swing, not grind through a golf swing. So I show you how to set up where you're balanced so you can maximize your range of motion and your power. So the more in balance you are, the faster you can swing. So in golf, you're either balanced and leveraged or you're not. So it's like when you're fighting, you know how to put yourself in a position where you have the upper hand, where you're more strength-oriented, or vice versa. You know when you're losing the advantage type of thing. So basically, flow with force and fly, it's the way that you're going to be able to hit a golf ball maximum distance and the straightest, but in balance.
Got it. So whenever I talk to people, I say, okay, if you want to find your perfect stance where your feet should be, you jump up in the air and then you just let yourself come down and your body will find your place. That will be your balance spot. When I was watching you set up at a dress on one of the LPGA spots where you were teaching people how to set up and put their weight in the right place at a dress, and the sternum and the zipper, having that in line, and the shoulder turn. Is that all a part of that?
Yes, it is. Your spine is the most important thing in your golf swing, really. It's how you set your vertebrae and stack them so you're most leveraged. Most people are trying to play golf through a side tilt, so they're doing a lot of damage to their spine. So if you can keep the integrity of your spine throughout the swing, good things happen.
Excellent. Now, where can we see that? I just came upon that on YouTube, that video. Do you have a place where we can go with a collection of these things that you've put together?
You know, I'm working on that, Danielle, right now. I did my book and had some training aids. There's so much to being online in this social world, mm-hmm. but I just haven't done that. I feel like when someone walks into my bay, it's a special time and a one-on-one type of thing, but I'm just starting to branch out into social media. So hopefully I'll have a lot of that kind of stuff out soon.
That'd be great, because you do have so much happening and you're getting it out. And I would like to find a place where I can just go and find everything about you all in one place. Tiffany Fawcett is an inventor, top 100 golf instructor, 2014 LPGA Teacher of the Year Northeast Section, Positive Coaching Alliance, Aimpoint Certified, so many things. She teaches the beginners, intermediates, advanced. How did you get into teaching?
I played professionally for 11 years, and then once I was done with that, it was just a natural transition for me, and I just got lucky. One thing led to another, and I teach at a wonderful place up in Virginia, 1757 Golf Club, and it's a hoot for me. I still like to hit things. I like to hit balls, and each person is kind of a mental puzzle. I believe that golf is all concepts. You do whatever it is you think you should do. So I just have a lot of fun mentally figuring out where a person is and where their blind spot is and what's holding them back, and once you unleash that, then their motion changes.
Excellent. Do you, when you are working with somebody, do you see their potential that they don't maybe even know they have?
Danielle?
Yes. Can you hear me? I for some reason we have lost connection with Tiffany Fawcett. We're going to take a real quick break because I know I can hear her, but she can't hear us. So we're going to take a break and come back to you right after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to the Golf Club.
What do the finest homes in Hawaii have in common? Many of them trusted Rainer Hawaii Overhead Doors to provide a truly unique garage door on their home. Call Rainer today and beautify your home with a striking aluminum and glass door that will make your home stand out. Or choose a custom wood design that will be only yours. You have seen our beautiful doors on your neighbors' homes. Get a Rainer door of your own. Call 676-DOOR. That's 676-3667, Rainer, Hawaii.
We're busier than ever, and some things can just wait. Washing the car, painting the study, or cleaning the screens. Your plumbing can't wait. It doesn't matter if your restaurant's water line broke at 10 a.m. or your building's hot water heater blew up at midnight. Call Creative Plumbing at 841-2837 across Hawaii. Big business or high-rise, retail store, or home. You need your job done now, done right. Your 50-foot sewer pipe won't fix itself. That's Creative Plumbing!
841-2837.
Your experts on call.
You scope out the sand traps. You size up the green. You're eyeing the flag. Now, it's time to choose a club, but you don't know which one to choose?
That's when you turn to Danielle Tucker. Now, back to the Golf Club.
Tiffany Fawcett, inventor, top 100 golf instructor. She is back with us now on the line, and we've got her. She's a 2014 LPGA Teacher of the Year, Northeast Section. Tiffany has 11 years of worldwide professional experience competing on the Ladies European Tour, the DuraMed Futures Tour, now the Symetra Tour, the Asian Tour, some events on the LPGA Tour. She competed in two majors, the 2004 U.S. Women's Open, the 2006 McDonald's Championship. Her professional experience preceded by a very impressive amateur career. She was number one ranked Titleist Golf Week rankings in 1997. And now she's putting all of that knowledge into her teaching. And her book is Fighting Golf, Flow with Force and Fly. Simple body mechanics can let you deliver a blow to the ball every time. And her training aid is Impact Improver, a simple way to train your swing anywhere while delivering the club face into your golf ball, albeit a facsimile. What I was trying to say there is you're not actually using a ball, but it seems like you're using a ball. Tiffany Fawcett, I'm so glad you're back with us again.
I'm glad to be back.
And well, let's talk about the Impact Improver. When I say it's a facsimile, it's a ball, but it's describe it for us.
Okay, so it's two things. There's a shield that fits right on top of an iron club. And then we have a ball that's the size of a golf ball, but it's Velcro, so it sticks to the face. So what it does, it allows you to hit balls indoors, and you get better practice sometimes because people are slave to ball flight, and they react to every ball versus focusing on movement. So when you take ball flight away, you really get heightened body awareness and club awareness. So that's what it does. So on each swing, you'll develop, oh, when I move like this, I hit it in the toe. When I move like this, I catch it in the heel. When I move like this, I catch it in the center. Oh, okay, I got, when I hang back, I catch it then. So you start to put the pieces of the puzzle together, and people tend to experiment more in their living room than they will on the driving range because they're concerned about other people watching them. So they tend to stay in the same place. They never really allow themselves to experiment or change. And so this helps you really figure out a cause and effect type of thing. But that's why it's so brilliant, because it does stick to the face.
Yes, and then you can see exactly where it came in contact with the club face. Absolutely no question. I know a lot of people love their practice swing, and they can't seem to transform that practice swing into the real thing. What is it about a practice swing that people seem to be able to get it, and as soon as they need to actually strike the ball, they have a hard time?
Because there is no target. So a lot of times people will just swing their arms and go too far away from them. So that would actually be a shot that hits in the hosel, and that would be a shank. Or a lot of other people take a practice swing, but they never hit the ground. Well, they're just training themselves to hit thin shots. So the beauty also of this is the ball, to absorb the energy, is so lightweight that you go through it at about the speed that you do of a practice swing. So you actually go through the ball faster and get onto your front foot. So practice swings are good. I mean, making air swings are better than no swings, but having real contact swings is really, really helpful.
Yes, absolutely. I completely understand the power and the benefit of what you have here in your Impact Improver. When is it going to be available?
It's available now. I got in a couple of months ago, and this is my first rodeo, right? So I have a vast experience and knowledge in the golf arena, but I've never launched a product before. And what do? And you might have the greatest little thing ever, but if nobody knows. So now I'm starting to get the word out. I'm going to start launching a commercial next week and different things. So it's all exciting, but completely nerve-wracking at the same time. So it's, I'm a rookie, so I'm learning.
No, well, that's, you know, that's what you got to do. I love, how did you come up with this idea? Where did this come from?
Well, truly, I've always swung indoors, even when I competed professionally. I spend a lot of time in the mirror, just certain things like that. And one night I was teaching the next day, and I had a new group and clinic, and I just wanted to try out some fresh new ideas, right? And I was just swinging, and I just was in a good lather, and I really felt like hitting a golf ball. And I looked, and I seriously, Danielle, I'm embarrassed to say this, I was debating if I hit a golf ball through my wall. I was like, it's only drywall. And I was like, what a stupid thought. But I'm thinking, I might just hit a golf ball through my wall. And then I looked down, and I was like, it should stick. And I was like, oh, my God, it should really stick. Because then you could really teach people, like, at a slower rate, pace of speed, see if you're cutting across it, it's going to be on the toe, if you're this, that, and the other. And it's so intuitive. And when I was like, oh, my God, it should stick, I just, like, freaked out. I ran around. I went to Home Depot. I made this, you know, really crude prototype. And then I got into it 2.5 years, developing the prototype with engineers and different things. And there you go. But, you know, good ideas happen in the basement.
That's it. That's the most exciting interview I can do, is showing people that every person I've been doing this show for 19 years, and every person who's been on the show who has an idea that they've brought to market, it's 2 to 2.5 years. That's all there is to it. You get the idea, you start working it, you work it, you work it, you make something at home, you find different materials, you work it, you work it. You find somebody to manufacture it, and you work it, and you work it, and then it just takes 2.5 years. And the people who stay with it are so excited when it comes to fruition and it starts to sell and it becomes a hit. And this is really exciting. Tiffany Fawcett, inventor, top 100 golf instructor, 2014 LPGA Teacher of the Year Northeast Section. This is amazing and wonderful, and it's so exciting that you've done this and that you followed through. So, rookie, no, you are very experienced, and you're just going to do just fine.
thanks, Danielle. Yeah, it is really, really exciting. I can't explain to you what it's like the first time the manufacturer sent you your first wave of real product and you open up the box and you're like, oh my God, it's here. It's just the most incredible roller coaster, but I'm really excited and really proud. So yeah, thank you.
I would be too. And I got to have, can I say that I saw like a sneak preview of your commercial that you've got coming out? The one, I think it's excellent, because when I was watching, the first thing I wondered, of course, is I wonder if my ceiling's high enough so I could actually swing, because I want to swing indoors, you know, but I'm not sure if I'm going to hit something. And then you took us outside and I went, oh, right, I can do it right there. And the ball's not going to go anywhere. It's going to stay right. Now, one more time, the reason the ball sticks on the club is because there's another facet to all of this. And how does that grip on?
There's a shield, I call it the strike shield, and it slides right on top of one of your irons, pitching wedge through five iron. And it's just a clamping mechanism that makes it stick on the face, and we did a lot. So it fits most irons, and in full disclosure, won't fit all irons. Some have really thick top lines, so we've tested it fits about 90% of all irons, and that's how it stays on, and the two go into one another. But and also in full disclosure, and why it's such a great training tool. To hit really solid golf shots, you need to compress the ball. You need to trap it, right?
Yes.
If someone's falling back and the club is lifting off the ground, that's when they hit it thin. There's no sticky stuff on the sole of the club the way I designed it. So if someone's falling back or not getting into good impact, the ball would just roll along the ground. And that's the nice thing about it. So that really teaches people intuitively, oh, I need to get onto my front side so the club can fall down and trap the ball. If I try and hit it off my back leg, the club's going to come off the ground. And so these type of things where, you know, you get fooled on the golf course a lot. You hit a ball at a thick rough. Well, you can fall underneath that and hit a decent looking shot. But now you get on a tight hard pan live. Well, that's not going to work out. And so these are intuitive. So the only time the ball won't stick is if you don't hit any sticky stuff on the face.
There you go, and that tells you you didn't hit.
Exactly.
Oops. Oh, this is exciting. Tiffany Fawcett, thank you for being on the show. Can I ask you a question that I've had? Having been on the LPGA, and I'm sure you follow the game, the different tournaments, I imagine. Do you have time to do that?
Not as much as I like, because I teach on the weekend,
but
I try and, you know, check in this, that, and the other. But what's your question? I'll see if I can field it.
There was, with the Evian, and all of the wind there, they reduced the major to 54 holes. In New Zealand, another windstorm, and the players were playing awfully long in that wind. I mean, they were, it was like, why aren't they taking them off the course? This is dangerous, as I'm watching on television, and the camera can hardly stand up. And then they stopped play and went to, you know, Monday finish. And it seems like the players are a little concerned about there not being some standard so that they know that they're not going to be put in dangerous conditions. What were your thoughts about the Evian and the New Zealand event?
That's always tough because it's a balance between the competition of the sport and the effort that the town and the sponsors and all the spectators have put into it.
Mm.
Right?
Yes.
And so that's always the balance, and that's why it's always a hard call. If you could do strictly purist on one thing or the other, play, well, if it gets too bad to play and balls are rolling off the green and it's a dangerous situation, well, no, you shouldn't play. But then it's like, oh, my gosh, we've got 30,000 people out here. We've got all these cars. Like, what do we do? And so that's where it's just an impossible situation, because when you get up into professional sports, it's sport but also a business, and a lot of people made a lot of effort to get out there. So I can see both sides, and it's always interesting what makes somebody call a tournament. I remember I was playing a Futures Tour event in El Paso, Texas. Same thing. They had a windstorm. Shingles were blowing off the roof. It was like crazy. They didn't call it. The morning wave, which I was in, we played in horrific things. They called it in the afternoon.
Oh.
And I finally asked one of the rules officials, I said, why did you call it? He said, well, we were going to a ruling. And you know some of those big plastic keys that they have on golf carts?
Yeah.
The wind whipped it so hard, whipped the key all the way around, turned the cart off. The rules official almost flew out the cart. The sound is blowing so hard and it's stopping the cart, we should stop play. So it's just goofy. So you don't know. So I can't answer that.
Yes, I totally understand. Heather Daly D'Onofrio has been on the show, and I'll have to have a conversation with her again in the very near future about that, because it did upset some players that the scores were wiped out. on Thursday at Evian, everything started over again, and then it was, you know, turned into a 54-hole event because, and it's a major in New Zealand. It was completely different. But as she said, I read in an article, you know, every event is important, and the one in New Zealand was the last chance for the players to get their positions for the new year, you know. So it's a real tough call, putting on an outdoor event on a regular basis and hope that it always will come off perfectly. That's just not going to happen. Thank you so much for being on the show. Tiffany Fawcett, inventor, top 100 golf instructor. Her book is Fighting Golf, Flow with Force and Fly. Simple body mechanics can let you deliver a blow to the ball every time. And now her training aid, Impact Improver. A simple way to train your swing anywhere while delivering the club face into your golf ball. Thank you so much for being on the show. Aloha.
Thanks, Danielle. True pleasure. Thank you and good golf to everyone.
We're going to come back and talk with a man who's making it possible for the kids here in Hawaii, Oliver Aliquino, founder of the Island Pacific Golf Academy. It is the U.S. Kids Hawaii Golf Tour. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
After a year of searching, I found the perfect building for my new 30,000-foot showroom and office. I asked the architect what to do about the flooring. She just smiled and said, call Futurestone. They can turn a dirty, bumpy slab into a work of art. Super low maintenance, yet tough as nails. It's not paint. It's polished concrete, as seen in Architectural Digest. Call Futurestone at 841-7433. It needs to be done right, on time, and on budget.
There's nothing like a good round of golf. Want to have more fun and play better? Golf easier with the coaching of master PGA teaching professional Claude Brousseau. Claude will simplify your game, scratch golfer or just beginner. As a two-time Aloha Section PGA Teacher of the Year, now with the Ko'olina Golf Academy, you will get great results and improve. Call Claude at 808-870-1422 or email him at claudeforbestgolf@gmail.com. That's Claude Brousseau at 808-870-1422. Have more fun and stop buying lunches for your group.
Oh, man, will you look at that? It's right down the fairway. What a beautiful shot. Oh, man, can't be too happy about that one. Now, back to Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club.
Claude Brousseau is a master PGA, and his new book is in my hands. He is a lead coach for Golf Channel Golf Academy, and his school of golf is the Maui School of Golf, and it's at the Kahili course on Maui. And in my hands is Claude Brousseau's new book, Realizing Your Golfing Potential, Unlock the Secrets of a Proficient Short Game. Martin Hall, the host of School of Golf on Golf Channel, says, this is a masterful collection of thoughts and images which will let you chip, pitch, hit sand shots, and putt with increased confidence, leading to lower scores. This is awesome. This is a beautiful book, and I can't wait for you to see it. This is really nice, and it's very simple. It has, interesting information, exercise, the putt with two balls exercise, and there are pictures to show you exactly what you should do. So there's writing and there are images so that you know what you're going to do to learn less control, better performances. Here's the exercise for that. This is really nice. So let's go. Island Pacific Golf Academy founder, Oliver Aliquino, and the Island Pacific Golf Academy U.S. Kids Certified Instructor. Welcome into the clubhouse.
Hello, good morning.
Hi,
thanks, Dale, for
Oliver,
having me on the show.
You're so welcome. I'm so glad you're here. So you've got this terrific event going on. It's a series of events. It is the 2018 U.S. Kids Golf Aloha Tour. What made you decide to do this? How long have you been doing these Aloha Tours?
This is actually our fifth year. So 5 years we've been doing this and running golf tours both winter and for summer. I had a couple of spring tours, but I narrowed it down to just having just winter and summer tour. So 5 years.
5 years. And this 2018, yes, it's been a long labor of love. It's fantastic. So this 2018 winter tour schedule starts on November 5th at the Hawaii Prince. Then you go to Royal Kunia, Kapolei, Ewa Beach, Hawaii Kai, Hawaii Prince, back to Hawaii Kai. Then you have the championship and the parent-child team. This is exciting. What happens in the championship? What do they win? Hello?
Danielle, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. We're having some audio difficulties. Can you hear me, Oliver? Okay. We need to give you a call back. Stand by. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be back right after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
What do the Symphony Tower, One Ala Moana, Waiea Building, JN's Lamborghini Showroom, and Park Place at Ala Moana all have in common? They used Rainer Hawaii overhead doors for their door and gate needs. Rainer, Hawaii's premier overhead door company. Provide lasting security and safety for your business by working with Rainer Hawaii overhead doors and gates. Great service, fair prices. Whether you need 80 doors or only a small repair, call Rainer Hawaii, 676-DOOR. That's 676-3667, Rainer Hawaii.
We're busier than ever, and some things can just wait. Washing the car, painting the study, or cleaning the screens. Your plumbing can't wait. And it doesn't matter if your restaurant line broke at 10 a.m. or your building hot water heater blew up at midnight. Call Creative Plumbing at 841-2837 across Hawaii. Big business or high-rise retail store or home, you need your job done now, done right. That 50-foot sewer pipe won't fix itself. That's Creative Plumbing, 841-2837. Your experts on call.
You scope out the sand traps. You size up the green. You're eyeing the flag. Now, it's time to choose a club, but you don't know which one to choose?
That's when you turn to Danielle Tucker. Now, back to the golf club.
And the first off, at Maui Nui, the Hawaii State Women's Golf Association, they're having their tournament. May you all hit the sweet spot every time. The Royal Hawaiian Group is going out at Kapolei, and the Matsumuras and the Sasadas at Poipu Bay, and same. May you all hit the sweet spot every time. Let's see if we can get in touch with Oliver Olequiano, the president and CEO of U.S. Kids Golf, here at the Island Pacific Sports Academy, I should say, and he is U.S. Kids Golf certified. Oliver, are you there?
I am here. Is that better?
Yes. For some reason, we got disconnected. Happened once before this morning, so it's certainly not personal. All right. You have the 2018 U.S. Kids Golf Aloha Tour, I should say 2017, since it starts this year and goes into next. It's kind of like the crossover tour. Why did you start U.S. Kids Golf here in Hawaii?
Actually, I was invited to start U.S. Kids Golf here when I was first recognized as one of the top 50 kids instructors for U.S. Kids Golf back in 2012. U.S. Kids Golf approached me and asked me if I would be interested in running a golf tour. And I said, yeah, I was excited about it. And put together our first tour with about 25 kids. And they've grown, and so has the tour. We've been averaging about 80 kids now on our winter tours. So get out there with a lot of fun, a lot of parents, a lot of activity, a lot of participation, and a lot of good competition. So it has grown.
Do you have different age groups?
Yeah, we have different age groups starting from age 6 and under It goes all the way to age 13, and they play in their individual age groups. So they'll be competing amongst their peers in their same age group.
Did you say six and under?
Yes, six and under.
How old is the youngest child that you have playing golf?
Oh, they're cute. They're probably, I think, five. I had one, I think it was a five-year-old, and they're so cute. They're adorable. We have one kid from the Big Island that flies out here every single tournament, but he flies from the Big Island, and he competes in our tournament, and he's the cutest kid ever.
Well, so. Does he come escorted, or do they, you know, the flight attendants take care of him?
No, they come with parents.
Well, you never know.
Yeah, you never know.
That's great. What does it cost? There must be, tell us the price.
Usually there's a $40 entry fee for the tour, for the entire event. And you just pay by tournament.
Oh.
So for each tournament, it could be anywhere from $49 to $59 for each child.
Well, that's good. So you joined the 2017-2018 Winter Tour U.S. Kids Golf Aloha Tour. That's the $40 fee to just join.
Right, correct. It's basically to cover the tee gifts that we give out.
And what are the tee gifts?
At least there's hats, towels. We've had bottles, water bottles in the past. Just stuff that U.S. Kids Golf gives the kids. Golf balls. So a lot of different tee gifts that they... You ship out to me to give to the kids.
That's cool. And then if I wanted to play the November 5th at Hawaii Prince, or November 12th at Royal Kunia, November 26th at Kapolei, December 17th at Eva Beach, January 7th Hawaii Kai, January 21st Hawaii Prince, January 28th Hawaii Kai again, and then the championship at the Hawaii Prince. I imagine I would have to play a certain number of those events to get into the championship, wouldn't I?
You know what? For the local championship, no. I mean, you don't have to. But for the world championship, for the 2018 world championship that is going to be held in Pinehurst, North Carolina, between August 2nd and 4th, that one you will have to play at least four events in the local tour, qualify with have a qualifying score, and also be in the top five. To earn status, to get an invitation to that. And this past year, we've grown to about 12 families that came out there to Pinehurst. They came out with me, and I think I sent you an email with a picture of the kid.
No, I didn't get it.
Oh, I must have done it this morning. First thing this morning, okay. I did it. But okay. I would love to name them off and recognize them for going out to Pinehurst.
Yes.
So they flew out with me, and their families came out there with me. And most of the time, they're concentrating on their game, but afterwards, it's all about having fun with the family and spending time with friends and meeting people from all over the world. So, but who came with me was Keola Silva, Ireland Roberts, Katie Matsumoto, Bryson Massey, Noah Villarimo, Noah Camacho, Jet Louis Magsanide, Tyler Tamayori, Alexa Madison Jordan, and Victoria Sakai. So they all came up there to Pinehurst, North Carolina, and competed in their individual bracket or individual division and represented Hawaii. So my hat's off to them because they did a wonderful job representing Hawaii. And for a lot of them, it was a great experience, and they're already looking forward to going back again.
That's so much fun. And in addition to the events for the 2017-2018 U.S. Kids Golf Aloha Tour, you have on February 18th, kind of as a after the championship, the parent-child team event at Hawaii Kai?
Yes, we do. We do have a parent-child team event, and that one's a really fun event for most of the participants to just come out and play. The kids that are on tour usually play, and we try to invite the parents that don't normally play golf to come out there with them, if not bring their parent caddy, and come out there and just play a good round of golf and just have fun. So
it sounds like fun.
Yeah.
Do you have any parents that get, do you teach parents about how to behave when they're watching or just being at a championship like this with their children?
Trust me, this tour is not just about teaching kids. It's really about teaching the parents. this is one of, this tour is very unique because it's one of the very few tours out there that allows parents to come out. We encourage parents to come out and caddy for their kids. So a lot of times the parents are out there like a deer in headlights, wondering, what do I do? What do I do? And so as they go along and become better caddies and better coaches, they learn all the different things. They learn the rules, the etiquette, what to do. And then they learn how to deal with the pressure on the golf course. You know, it's easy to send your child out there and have them play golf, but when you're in the middle of it and you're the caddy, the pressure's kind of on the parent too. So they feel it. And it's a good experience for them. It helps them understand and comprehend what the child goes through when they're out there on the course competing against their peers.
They probably learn what they're supposed to say and when they shouldn't say anything at all.
Yes, yes.
That's really
sometimes
important, yeah.
It slips out, though.
Beg your pardon?
Yeah.
Sometimes
it slips out.
Sometimes. Yeah, but sometimes it's just being quiet and just being with the player when they're not having a good moment. You know, just standing with them and not being judgmental about it. You know, and sometimes kids don't want to hear encouragement because they don't feel good right at that moment. And they don't want to be placated. You know, they just want to, and you stand with them and let them go through the emotion of, you know, disappointment in themselves, embarrassment about the moment, wishing they could have done it better. And then they'll go through it themselves. And then they come back to the moment. You know, children are able to process all of that. Sometimes they just don't need anybody messing with them. But we always want to fix them as parents. We want to make it better. I'll make it better for you. And sometimes you just can't. You just have to be there for them. Oliver Aloquiano, 2011, 2012, top 50 U.S. kids golf teacher. Do you teach still? Are people able to bring kids to you?
Yes, I have quite a few kids that I teach. In fact, I'm heading out to all my lessons today. I teach over at Kapolei Golf Club, and I'm there pretty much 7 days a week teaching.
Wow. You know, a lot of people know U.S. Kids Golf as having a great line of golf clubs. Are they still available? Do they still sell golf clubs?
I think part of being a good instructor and teaching kids how to play the game involves having the right equipment. I grew up playing golf with my dad's cut-down clubs, and I realized that my swing would have been a lot different had I used the technology that we have today. So we've got clubs that are lighter. Kids can swing faster. They can swing on plane. So it's a lot easier for the kids to learn and for us to be able to teach when they have the right equipment. So, yeah, U.S. Kids Golf Clubs are available online, and there are a couple of stores around town that you can get them at, and I can even order them for parents, and they are available.
Excellent. Now, this is a completely, this is Danielle asking a favor, okay?
Sure.
I have a 14-year-old who is 5'6". He grew really fast. He doesn't weigh much more than 110 pounds. So, you know, he's all tall, but when I give him a tall size golf club, like one of my ladies' clubs, it's too heavy. It's very uncomfortable, and he's not happy swinging it. So I'm wondering what you would suggest. Does U.S. Kids Golf have something for the tall, lanky kid that isn't quite ready for an adult weight club?
Yeah, U.S. Kids Golf has, I believe, up to 63-inch clubs, meaning not 63-inch the length of the club, but the height is about 63-inch. So how tall is he?
He's 5'6". So he's about 63, right around there. Yeah.
Okay. So, yeah, he can possibly use those clubs. The other thing I can think of is possibly, now, when you say the club is heavy, clubs are made differently with different swing weights. Now, you know, if you're familiar with how clubs are designed, so maybe the best thing to do is have him get fitted for clubs.
Right.
He can either come to me or he can come to any of the local pro shops around here and get fitted for clubs. And perhaps the swing weight is what we need to tweak in order for him to feel a little more comfortable. You know, selecting different shafts also makes a difference too for a child. So, but if he's just looking for a set that works, we do have up to 63 inches on the U.S. Kids Golf Ultralight Series set. And even the tour series.
Yeah, I'm just thinking all of a sudden, my math is kind of kapooey. I don't think, I think he's taller than 63 inches. I'm trying to do math and talk to you at the same time, and it's not working.
Yeah, I think that would be five foot three inches.
Yeah. So he's there. They'd be still short. But you've given me some thoughts. A different shaft, a lighter weight shaft would help change the weight of the club a big time. This is great. This is Oliver Olliquiano, President and CEO, Island Pacific Sports Academy. He is a U.S. Kids Golf Certified Instructor. He teaches at Kapolei. He's the 2011-2012 Top 50 U.S. Kids Golf Teacher. And he's got the U.S. Kids Golf Aloha Tour, and it's the 2017-2018 Winter Tour. Starts November 5th. Where do we go to sign up?
www.uskidsgolf.com.
www.uskidsgolf.com. I think that's pretty simple. Thank you for being on the show, Oliver. It's a pleasure talking
cool.
with you.
Thank you so much, Danielle. I do want to make a quick announcement that this year we're actually expanding, and I'm already in talks with a couple of people on Maui. So by spring of next year, my target is to have a Maui tour. So we're going to have not only an Aloha tour here on Oahu, but we're also going to have a Maui tour. So it's going to be exciting for the outer islands, at least one outer island,
yes.
to have their own tour.
Remember, they're always neighbor islands. They're not outer.
Yes.
Yeah. And Kona on Maui is where this show is heard. And just a real quick, we are KPUA Hilo. KGU-FM Honolulu, KGU-AM Honolulu, KONI-FM Lanai City, KTOH-FM Kalaheo. So that Lanai City one is our Maui station. Thank you so much for being on the show, and it's great learning more about U.S. Kids Golf. Awesome. And thanks for the tip about the club. Bye, Oliver. We're going to come back and talk. We're going to get our equipment fix with Jonathan Wall, golf writer, the PGA Tour Equipment Insider. Right after this, my name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
We're busier than ever, and some things can just wait. Washing the car, painting the study, or cleaning the screens. Your plumbing can't wait. It doesn't matter if your restaurant's water line broke at 10 a.m. or your building's hot water heater blew up at midnight. Call Creative Plumbing at 841-2837 across Hawaii. Big business or high-rise, retail store, or home. You need your job done now, done right. Your 50-foot sewer pipe won't fix itself. That's Creative Plumbing!
841-2837.
Your experts on call.
There's nothing like a good round of golf. Want to have more fun and play better? Golf easier with the coaching of master PGA teaching professional Claude Brousseau. Claude will simplify your game, scratch golfer or just beginner. As a two-time Aloha Section PGA Teacher of the Year, now with the Ko'olina Golf Academy, you will get great results and improve. Call Claude at 808-870-1422 or email him at claudeforbestgolf@gmail.com. That's Claude Brousseau at 808-870-1422. Have more fun and stop buying lunches for your group.
Have you ever seen a building or a magazine photo or traveled to a place that captured your imagination? Futura Stone's Master Craftsman can transform your vision into a reality. Does your project call out for a permeable pavement, parking area, pool deck, plaza, or grand entry? Bring us your plans. Futura Stone's unique outdoor products and services can turn your resort, building, or home's exterior into an oasis that will last a lifetime. Call Futura Stone, 841-7440 across Hawaii. Futura Stone, only the best.
Teed up the ball, feet grounded, taking a deep breath, rip it. And rip it. Did I do that? Oh, man. Now back to Danielle Tucker.
welcome back into the clubhouse. It's going to be a partly sunny day today. Some cloudy periods someplace. I'm looking out over the south and leeward side, and doesn't look at all cloudy. It looks like a beautiful, absolutely gorgeous day. The trade winds are blowing. It's going to be between 83 and 88 degrees. No 90s in the forecast today. Yay. Sounds like a perfect day. It's certainly a perfect day to go play a round of golf, and we're going to do that right after we talk to Jonathan Wall, golf writer, equipment editor, PGA Tour. Welcome into the clubhouse, Jonathan.
Hey, Danielle. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Can we just start off with Sergio Garcia, who's going to be a daddy soon?
Of course.
After 15 years, and the first major championship, he won the Masters, and now he's going to change his equipment? That kind of surprised me. He's going, dropping TaylorMade. Why?
You know, I think for a number of reasons. You have to look at what's gone on at TaylorMade over the last 6 months. They went from being owned by Adidas to being acquired by a private equity firm called KPS Capital Partners. And for people that aren't familiar with private equity firms, they acquire companies to try and turn a profit. So I think what TaylorMade is trying to do through KPS Capital Partners is start to really kind of thin down their payroll. They have, I mean, arguably the most star-studded tour staff in all of golf. And Sergio is 38 right now. He's coming off a Masters win. TaylorMade has paid him handsomely, but he's going to want more money. And I think with the Rory acquisition that they had, paying Dustin Johnson, you've also got John Rahm, Justin Rose, Jason Day. I think Sergio was just kind of the odd man out. And again, based on what he did this past season, somebody else was going to pay more than TaylorMade was willing to offer.
So let me see now. I think I'm reading the tea leaves. What you're saying is Sergio's kind of read the leaves and said, I got a feeling that they may ask me to go, so I'll leave instead.
I think they both probably sat down and said, and Sergio said, look, this is what I'm looking for. I just won the Masters, and TaylorMade probably said, well, unfortunately we're starting to kind of cut down and thin out our payroll, and this kind of works for both of us because Sergio's still a big name. He still moves the needle.
Yeah.
And so again, somebody else was going to pick him up regardless, and I think we actually probably already have a high bidder. I think he's going to be signing with Callaway at the beginning of the year.
Now, I thought he was still testing a bunch of clubs, and I was following you on Twitter. Jonathan R. Wall is where you can find Jonathan Wall on Twitter. So he's going to go with Callaway?
I believe so. There are two trains of thought here. Sergio said this week in Italy that he's going to test equipment, and he's going to kind of see what gets him excited and what's the best for his game. But quite honestly, he's probably not going to go the Brooks Koepka or Tony Finau route and play without an equipment contract. He'll play out the rest of this year with whatever equipment he has in the bag. His new deal with whoever he signs with will be effective January 1. But, he's only played with Callaway and Odyssey equipment here over the last few months. He put in a Toulon design. Toulon is a putter company that was acquired by Callaway this year. Put one of their putters in play in Boston. Then he put in a Callaway Mac Daddy 4, their new unreleased wedge, a few weeks later at the British Masters. So I think for him, he's kind of already just starting to feel out the Callaway equipment. I've heard from other people that, he's already working his way through the bag with Callaway equipment. So I think this is about as close to a done deal as we're going to get. We're just kind of waiting on the official announcement, but we won't receive one until the beginning of January.
Yeah, okay. Let me ask you a question. I've always thought that if I were making the kind of money these guys make, that I would play whatever club that makes me happy, and I just put that club in my bag until I had 14, and I'd be happy. I'd just sail along doing my own thing, not worrying about any of this stuff. Why does it make sense to do a full equipment deal instead of playing without one, like Brooks Koepka and Finau?
Well, Brooks Koepka and Tony Finau are in an interesting position because while they don't have equipment contracts, they have apparel contracts with Nike that pay them handsomely. So they're still getting compensated for the apparel that they're wearing. And I think that makes it easier for the big names, especially, to be able to play without an equipment contract for an extended period of time. And look, for both of them, they both had career years playing without equipment contracts. So, I think some other players will probably take a look at that and say, this is interesting. Maybe this is something I want to at least consider. If you have an apparel deal kind of like they do, maybe it makes it a little bit easier to do something like that. But for Sergio, this is different. You know, he is approaching 40. He just won his first major. This is probably going to be his last big equipment contract. And that being said, you know, while I'm sure he would love to win another major, getting some, money for the equipment you're playing is incredibly important because, in my opinion, look, you've lost Nike in the equipment industry. TaylorMade's starting to scale back, it looks like, with their tour staff. I think the equipment pie is getting smaller. So for some of these guys, it makes sense to really take this last opportunity to maybe get a big deal. So that's why I think Sergio, it's in his best interest to sign with Callaway because he kind of gets that last shot again before he turns 40.
Yeah.
And he's coming off his biggest win. So it makes financial sense for him.
Okay. Opinion. So what I'm hearing is it's really about the money because maybe, clubs, you can tell them to tweak a club in a certain way that makes you happy. And they'll do that because you are Sergio Garcia, Brooks Koepka, Tiger Woods, and so it's really having that income that is the bottom line in here.
I think so. Sergio has made a ton of money during his career. I don't think if he decided he wanted to play without an equipment contract, it's not going to hurt his financial status for the rest of his life. But again, it's just the fact that I think that he's able to cash in on his Masters win, and he's not going to get that money from TaylorMade, obviously, mm-hmm. after they cut ties. So I think this is just one of those opportunities, again, for him to cash in on the biggest win of his career. And who knows? He could win another major, but I think for Sergio, the one thing he always wanted in his career was a major championship. He received it this year at the Masters. So, what better time for him to get that one last big equipment contract?
Got it. Tiger Woods practicing using irons. Interesting what you had on your Twitter feed. This is Jonathan Wall, golf writer, equipment editor, PGA Tour. You can follow him at Jonathan R. Wall. Tiger, I got kind of confused because I saw the clubs. You had a photo on your Twitter feed, and you were talking about them being Nike blanks with a TaylorMade label. Explain.
Yes. So for people, obviously Tiger's been on the shelf since the beginning of the year when he had his fourth back surgery. So we haven't seen him on the golf course in competition, but he did make, resurface this week at an exhibition for his TGR, the TW Invitational. So it's benefiting his foundation. And he was hitting some shots, and the club pro at Monterey Peninsula was able to grab a photo of Tiger's clubs, and it had a iron in the bag, a set iron that had his TGR. It's his Tiger Woods logo that he kept, came out with this last year. And it struck me as interesting because while he had a different stamp on the irons, the iron heads themselves looked very similar to the Nike VR Pro blade irons that Tiger played for a good portion of his career when he was with Nike. So it got me thinking, Tiger signed with TaylorMade. And I'd heard from them that he was going to be co-creating on a new set of irons for TaylorMade. Well, when he got injured and he went and he had surgery, that kind of got tabled. So it got me thinking, well, is this a new set of irons that he's coming out with? Is this kind of foreshadowing for something that TaylorMade's going to come out working with Tiger Woods? But as I looked closer to the irons, they have the same shape. Actually, if you look at the bottom of the sole, the P on the pitching wedge is almost identical to what you'll find on the Nike VR Pro. So I'm not sure if Tiger was working with somebody at Nike, maybe Mike Taylor, who used to work on his clubs there, and maybe worked on trying to get his logo on those instead of having a set of Nike irons in the bag. Again, nothing for certain. I've tried to reach out to TaylorMade, and they really haven't said very much on these irons. But again, just kind of looking at the iron heads themselves and what I know about it, it just kind of got me thinking, what would he go to if he hadn't worked with TaylorMade yet? the obvious answer would be a new set of, you know, the same irons that he played, just with a new stamp on them.
Yeah. Well, a lot of people are buying up all the Nike stuff, all the rights to use the same, you know, patents. So who knows? Maybe Tiger's got that one. He'll make it into a tailor-made one, and it just has the same feel that he's become so accustomed to. Do you think that he would bring out his own line of golf clubs? Would that be profitable?
You know, I kind of think, you know, Tiger's looking towards, you know, the future. He always talked about the next kind of chapter in his, you know, not only his playing career, but also off the golf course as well. And I think, again, he's taking on a much larger role with his foundation. I wouldn't be surprised if they maybe came with like an off-brand. You know, Tiger Woods is not the golfer he used to be. And, you know, some people might say, well, why would TaylorMade want to come out with a Tiger Woods, you know, design golf club or a line of golf clubs? But I still contend that Tiger Woods moves the needle probably more than any other golfer in the industry. You know, look, whenever there's a story about Tiger Woods, whenever you tweet something out, it always receives, you know, the most interaction on social media, and people gravitate still towards Tiger Woods. So, well, you know, some people might say, you know, Tiger Woods, would he really sell golf clubs? You never know. I mean, and TaylorMade doesn't have to go all in on this. Maybe they create a limited edition version of Tiger Woods, you know, co-created irons with TaylorMade. It doesn't seem that far-fetched to me to capitalize on the fact that you have Tiger Woods on your staff and you know, come out with some equipment that he's been able to work on with the R&D department at TaylorMade. So maybe not a full line, kind of similar to what we've seen with the M1 and the M2 line of clubs, but maybe a limited edition version of Tiger Iron. I could definitely see that.
That's interesting. He could pay for himself. Yes, all the money they're giving him for being in the stable, he could be like generating money by putting his name on a golf line. But of course, he'll probably be paid for that too. How about Titleist, the AVX golf ball? Why is that for some and not for others? When is it going to be available to everybody?
You know, this is a golf ball that it's very similar to what Titleist does with their tour seating and validation process for equipment. And what that is before Titleist ever brings out a golf club to retail, they bring it out on tour first, and they kind of get feedback. And most of the time, they've already received a lot of feedback from some very key players, but they're looking for feedback from the rest of the staff. And that gives them the opportunity, if they need to make any minor tweaks before the club comes out to retail, that's when they do it. And I think this new AVX golf ball is probably in the same vein. They're kind of looking for feedback. I still think eventually it's going to come out at retail. It's a softer golf ball, so it's going to still have the distance, but it's going to have that soft feel. And it's going to be a direct competitor to the Callaway Chrome Soft. And I think that Titleist probably looked at the Callaway Chrome Soft. Callaway's made a lot of headway in the industry. Titleist is still far and away the leader in golf ball, but Callaway has made some headway with the Chrome Soft, and I think they're trying to find something that can be a head-to-head competitor with Chrome Soft. And this is what this AVX golf ball is going to be. It's going to be Titleist version. Again, softer feel, but still with the distance that a lot of golfers crave. So right now, it's only available in Arizona, California, and Florida. It's just a soft release right now. So I still think we're going to eventually see a worldwide release for this, but I think they're just trying to get some feedback. They're trying to see what interest is. And again, they're trying to generate some buzz.
Yeah.
Because the Pro V1 and the Pro V1X are still their top selling golf balls. But, you know, this is a golf ball that I think a lot of players are going to gravitate toward. So there's nothing wrong with generating a little bit of buzz, releasing it, select state, and kind of making it one of those products that people say, oh, man, I got to get that. How am I going to find it? Maybe you search eBay. Maybe you have a buddy in Arizona that can pick you up a box. But, again, it's all about generating that buzz and, again, kind of generating that feedback that they're looking for right now.
This reminds me of when Coors beer was only available in Coors land. And people would actually bring cases of Coors back to Hawaii, flying in from Colorado. You know, oh, yeah, I got me some Coors beer. The same thing with the golf balls from Titleist, the AVXs. Hey, could you bring me a dozen? This is Jonathan Wall, the PGA Tour golf writer, equipped equipment editor. You know, you usually, Jonathan, hear about people joining PXG, but why did Chris Kirk leave?
You know, I think for Chris Kirk, it was just a matter of the equipment for him, you know, it wasn't clicking. He started off when he first joined PXG with that initial wave. They signed five recent tour winners, and Chris Kirk was one of them. And, you know, he was 46th in the world at the time that he signed with PXG. And last week at Safeway, when he made his, 2017-2018 debut, he was 152nd in the world. Mm. So he's fallen more than 100 spots. I think for him, it was just a chance to say, look, I'm going to hit the reset button. He still has a lot of golf for his career, and I think he's just trying to find his form again. So, you know, and this isn't uncommon. You know, it's not every player is going to, you know, change equipment companies and play well right off the bat. And I think after a little while, Chris just decided, look, you know, enjoy working with the folks at PXG, but this is just the right opportunity and the right time for him to break ties and kind of, again, go that Finau Koepka route and play without an equipment contract right now. And he's playing a very mixed bag, Titleist, Ping, Mizuno. I think he's just trying to kind of find some equipment that works for him. And, you know, who knows, maybe he signs a deal. He was with Titleist before. He was with Callaway as well. So maybe he signs a deal with one of them. But it's just one of those situations where I think that, you know, Chris just looked and saw that his ranking was continuing to tumble a little bit, and now was the chance for him to kind of get back on track. And that was with equipment that he could kind of work through and find again something that worked best for him.
Yeah, I you know, I get that. You want to get your mojo back. And if you don't feel like your clubs are doing that for you, you find yourself going backwards instead of forwards. It's the right thing to do. I completely understand. You know, Brooks Koepka, one of the really strong players, he's been missing. Where is he? Is he taking the winter off?
I believe so. I think it was just an extended break. And, you know, for a lot of the top players in the world, you know, there really isn't a push to have to play early events. You know, a lot of these events during the wraparound season, so the beginning of the year, ever since the PGA Tour now officially starts the season in the fall, for a lot of these big name players, they might play an event or two, but this is really their opportunity to have a true off season. And that's why we see a lot of the guys that just burned their tour card from theweb.com. This is their chance to really get into a bunch of events and maybe find a groove. So that's why you see, you know, a lot of the young guys and players. And if you're, you know, an avid golf, you know, fan, you might know a couple of the names. But if you just watch golf casually, there's a chance you might know a lot of these guys because they are, you know, fresh on the PGA Tour. Maybe they lost their card and got back on, but yeah, you know, Brooks Koepka right now, this is his chance to recharge and get ready, and, you know, we'll see him. I'm not sure if he's in the field at Tiger's event in the Bahamas, but, you know, if he's not, then he'll definitely be kicking off the season, I would imagine, probably, you know, either over in Dubai, if he's going to go over and play one of those early events, or probably definitely Torrey Pines.
Awesome. Jonathan Wall, it's great catching up with you. Jonathan Wall's PGA Tour golf writer and equipment editor, got the inside. You can follow him on Twitter, Jonathan R. Wall. Just don't forget the R. Thanks for being on the show.
Hey, thanks again, Danielle.
Aloha. We're going to thank the people who make this show possible. And by the way, probably the reason we didn't, Justin Thomas is playing this weekend, and he's playing because he's the defending champion. He's probably wishing that he had the weekend off because he's not having the best of weeks. As he said, you know, I'd be lying if I said I was fresh. He had an amazing, amazing year, and he's probably really tired. All right. Thank you, Rainer Doors, the overhead door used to protect the Lamborghini showroom. Provide lasting security and safety for your business, your home. Rainer Doors, residential and commercial, fences and gates, 647-2056. Futura Stone, the master craftsman, can turn your building, your warehouse, your showroom, your home project, yes, into artwork. It is Futura Stone, only the best. Claude Brousseau, Master PGA Professional, two-time Aloha Section PGA Teacher of the Year, Vision 54 Coach, Aimpoint Certified, Golf Channel Lead Coach. He's at the Kahili Course. The Maui School of Golf is his, and you need a lesson with Claude Brousseau. Creative Plumbing, whether a building, these guys are really cool. You will like Creative Plumbing, not just the work they do, but the people. Whether a building, a shopping center, a store, a custom home, a townhouse, a new build, a renovation, or a repair, just call Creative Plumbing. It's got to be done right. You got to keep the water inside the pipes, okay? And Creative Plumbing, they're the ones that'll do it for you. We're going to have a breezy day, partly sunny, windward and mocha, showers likely, leeward side isolated showers. Have a great round of golf today. The high 83 to 88, easterlies 15 to 25. You'll be testing your wind game, gust to 35. May you hit the sweet spot every time. Thank you for your mana, and may you hit the sweet spot every time. I say it once, I say it twice. My name's Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Been listening to the award-winning Golf Club radio show with Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club Network statewide. Tune in next week and we'll tee it up together only on the Golf Club.
Copyright 2017.